Mornings at 8 a.m. on 990 WDEO.
You're listening to 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit. This is Mike of WDEO wishing you and yours a blessed and Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Catholic psychotherapist and author Dr. Gregory Popcheck and his wife and co-author Lisa Popcheck. Every weekday at this time, Greg, Lisa, and friends help you find faith-filled answers to questions about marriage, parenting, and the people who drive you nuts. So join us for the next hour as we explore how to love and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength.
Love you, love in my heart, mind, and strength.
My heart, mind, and strength people out there, how you doing today? You are listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Greg's co-host, Catholic Family Life Coach, Lisa Popcheck.
And we are talking with you today at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. How are you doing today, everybody? Are you happy? Are you healthy? Are you feeling like your life's going in the direction it should? Well, good for you. Then give us a call and encourage your brothers and sisters in the Lord. If you are not having a great day, if you are feeling frustrated in your relationships, if your marriage is just not, well, all it's cracked up to be, if your family life is just not working out as you know it should, if your personal circumstances are just causing you so much frustration you don't know where to turn, we are here for you. 877-573-7825.
You know, sometimes as Catholics we realize that the bar is set pretty high. We need to do well so that we can be light
really
to the world.
A really tall stool.
Yeah, really a big one.
The bar is set really high.
Really big stool. Somebody boost me up. Well, that's actually what we're here for. Give you that boost you need to reach that bar when it feels
not
like
the
it's
bar
too
I'm talking
high.
About, honey.
Oh, hush yourself. Oh, my husband's in a mood today, ladies and gentlemen. But honestly, I did not realize that's what you were talking about. I'm talking about that bar that you have to try to hurdle
that's
over.
That's why I figured I'd stop you before you went.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
To the pure, all things are pure. Anyway, when you're trying to hurdle those bars in life, they're set high. You're thinking, I have to be a light to the world. I have to be an example of what Catholicism can be. I have to be that positive option that Pope Benedict talks to us about becoming and showing the world as a church. And then you think, but it's just not, I'm just not making it. I'm trying, but the anxiety is getting to me, or the depression's getting to me, or the family just won't fall in line and get it together so that we can be that example to the world. Well, sometimes we'd be surprised how much of an example we are even in our struggles. But other times we just need a helping hand up to figure out how to put those things in place so that not only we can be a light of Christ shining out to the world, but we can have our own selves lit up a little bit so we can stop bumping into everything in our darkness and hurting our toes and feeling kind of crummy about it and actually feel good about being connected with Christ and allowing Him to shine forth through us. And if you're not feeling too bright and shiny today, we're here to help you out, so you should give us a call at 877-573-7825.
I like that image of being bright and shiny. I don't know about, you know, it just sounds like a good thing to be. But unfortunately, a lot of folks are kind of, you know, dull and, you know, corroded and all, like, what's that stuff that happens to silver and, like, you know.
Tarnish,
thank you.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's really funny because both sides of our family mm-hmm. have passed down pretty much the same exact silver-plated silverware set. My aunt gave me my grandmother's years ago, and I thought, okay, I'll pass this down to this particular child. And then your mom, when she was packing up her house and planning on moving to an apartment, gave us an almost identical set that was your grandmother's on your side.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And it was funny because I was chatting with your mom and I said, this is wonderful. Now we have more than one set to hand down. This is terrific for bigger parties. We have this one. But it's funny. I was thinking about it, and in all the time I've had the set that my aunt gave to me, I've rarely used it because I have children and I want to give my time to them right before Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of those holidays that I'm celebrating, and to sit there and polish it all and polish it all and polish it all, that's exhausting. And sometimes polishing ourselves up, a little too exhausting. You're thinking, are you kidding me? I've got all this to handle. I've got the job. I've got the house. I've got the kids. I've got the parents who are ailing. I got to deal with all this urgent stuff. And to actually pull it together and shine myself up? What are you kidding? Who has time for that? But the fact of the matter is that when we take that little bit of time to get that bright shininess back, because it's the light of Christ in our lives, then things move more smoothly. Then we can do the work He wants us to do instead of just all the stuff that keeps us so darn busy that it distracts us from really serving Him and living in Him.
Well, we're here for you. If you would like to get yourself all bright and shiny and start reflecting that light of Christ's love to the world, 877-573-7825. Let's start with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence in this hour, and we thank you for the opportunity you are giving us to spend this time with you and with all the good people who are tuning in right now. Lord, we ask a special blessing on all of those who are listening, but especially those who are struggling today to make their marriage, family, or personal life everything that you want those to be. We ask you, Lord, to pour out your grace and blessing on all those who are struggling today and not sure where to turn or which way to follow as they strive to become everything you are calling us to be. We ask you, Lord, to pour the heat and fire of your love into our hearts so that we might be set ablaze with that fire of your love and serve as a beacon and a source of warmth to a world that is cold and dwelling in darkness. We ask you to quiet the voices in our minds so that we can focus singly on your voice and know your will for our lives. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen us with your grace for the journey that is ahead so that we can transform our hearts and our homes to reflect the love and the gospel of life that you call us to live out in everything we do. And we ask all of this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, seat of wisdom, please pray for us. Well, we're going to be taking your calls in just a moment here at 877-573-7825, but right now it's time for Living in the Word, where we take a look at a verse from Scripture that reminds us of God's faithfulness and our response. This week's Living in the Word comes to us from Psalm 101, verse 3. When I am in trouble, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Hear me when I call, and answer me. Quickly? I love that at the end.
Quickly?
Yeah, well, you know, we do need God to respond, and He does. He does. Sometimes we feel like it's not happening as quickly as we'd like, but the truth is it always happens as quickly as it needs to, and that if we can wait with expectant hope and trust in the Lord, we will have so much to learn from that experience, and He will deliver us. If you are feeling in need of deliverance today, commit this verse to memory so that God's word can be a comfort to you in your time of need. Again, it's Psalm 101, verse 3. When I am in trouble, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Hear me when I call, and answer me quickly. Amen. Well, if you call us, we'll answer you quickly here on Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. Marriage problems, personal struggles, family issues, we are here to help. 877-573-7825.
Right now, Greg, we're going to Lisa in San Antonio.
Lisa in San Antonio, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Hello. I have a big, big problem. My husband and I have been married for 4 years.
Okay.
We have three beautiful children, 3, 2, and 9 months.
Congratulations.
We've got our hands full.
You do.
I love my children dearly. The problem that I'm having is that my husband does not go to church with me, and we're really struggling in our marriage on a lot of different issues. And so my question is, how can I get him to that next step if he doesn't want it? I can't make him want it.
When you say you're struggling with a lot of different issues, I mean, are they all related to the faith, or do they have to do with other aspects of the marriage as well?
No, it's like parenting. There's a lot of issues with his family because they don't come from a religious background. He did go through the RCIA program. I just don't want to have to walk.
How did you guys end up together with such different religious backgrounds?
Well, he did grow up Catholic, but then his family fell away from the church. And I was the one that brought him back. So, and I've actually known him since the sixth grade we went our separate ways a long time ago, and then we found our way back to one another. So the Lord blessed us in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wonderful life.
Didn't he make promises
together
to you that he was going to be faithful whenever, you know, because you say he went through RCIA, but, you know, it sounded like he was more doing that for you than anything else, or was he leading you to believe that he was going to live this all out, and then something happened after you got married where he didn't, or what? How did he fall away?
I just feel like, you know, we got married in the church, and he made all these promises to me and vows, and it's like he's not living by it. We can't raise our children as a family if he's not going to church with me, because...
And what about on the home front? I mean, do you guys pray at home at all? I mean, at least grace with meals, or, you know, prayer
times with the
kids?
Well, I'm trying to start doing grace with meals. He never did that in his family. So I believe children learn what they live, you know, and a lot of it's not his fault. He didn't have a good...
Right,
you know,
but is he hostile to it? So, I mean, for instance, somebody who perhaps does not have a whole lot of experience with a religious upbringing, you know, they might not know what to do, but at least they can get out of the way or have enough respect where they would follow you, for instance, if you decided to go ahead and lead prayers at mealtimes. Other people would be hostile to it and, you know, make faces while you're praying or just go ahead and start eating anyway or fight
or
with you about it.
Or actually ridicule you for it and say, oh, what are you doing all this for? Where's your husband lie on that?
I think he does it more out of obligation towards me.
Okay, but he's doing it. He's at least doing it. He's not undermining
it. Is he doing it, or is he doing it begrudgingly and undermining
with
it?
Hostility.
That's what we want to know.
No, he doesn't undermine me. I think he does it because he just feels he has to, but I want him to do it because he wants to do it.
Okay, and when you get up on a Sunday morning and get all these kids ready for church all by yourself, what does he say? No, I'm not going. I'm sleeping. I don't do this. Or does he just not get on board?
A power struggle. He doesn't want to waste his day to go at certain times. My family is more than willing to help us get there. I don't know. It's an excuse after excuse.
Well, let me. One of the reasons we're trying to dig a little bit here is because it could be a lot of different things, and you know, very often these sorts of religious disputes are not necessarily about religion so much as they are a failure of generosity and respect in the marriage overall. You know, so for instance, in other areas of your relationship, if something is important to you but not terrifically important to him, is he usually willing to get on board, or does he usually fight you on it? My guess would be he'd fight you on it. Yeah. And so this is a bigger issue than just a religious problem.
I'm sure it would help in the picture if I told you that we go to his family's every Sunday for family dinner. Pretty much we're always there. And I think that's part of the reason why he doesn't try to fit church in. There's just so much to do. So it's more of like if we're not there, it affects his image, which is really silly.
How about Saturday evening mass? Is he willing to do that?
Yeah, he's willing to go to Saturday,
Then do that, honey. If he's willing to do Saturday evening mass, make this as convenient for him as possible and get rid of as many excuses as possible. What I'm hearing, though, is a couple who is really, truly pretty newly married. And people are going to say, they've been married for 4 years. Yeah, you've been married for 4 years.
We've only been married 4 years with 3 kids.
Exactly. Every single time you bring a new child into your family life, your marriage becomes brand new again. And that doesn't matter whether you've been married, you know, 20 years and you bring in a new baby, or you've been married a year and you bring in a new baby.
So you've really had to reinvent yourself at least 4 different times in the last 4 years.
And so the ground has constantly been shifting under you two. It still is with a 9-month-old and 2 toddlers. You know, you getting up for mass on a Sunday morning.
You know,
getting up for mass on a Sunday morning when you have other family obligations to your family of origin, and you've got kids who are keeping you up at night. Yeah, I can see where he's going to dig in his heels a little bit. But if this is important to you, the two of you really need to sit down together one night when you've got the little ones in front of a video and the 9-month-old is asleep or everybody's asleep. Haha, I know that doesn't happen very often. But you need at least a half an hour to an hour to sit together and say, okay, I love you. You love me. That's a given. I know there are days it doesn't always feel that way, but it's a given. We have reinvented ourselves 4 times in 4 years at least, and life is chaotic. Who do we want to be? And both of you really sit down and talk about, and maybe even list on paper, who you want to be as a family. And yours is going to include celebrating the faith, living the faith, raising your children in the faith. And you need to say, these are the things, these are the values that's important to me. What are the values that are important to you, my darling husband? And then
what
you
if that's
sit down.
Not important to him, though?
That's okay. Find out the ones that are, and then you figure out how to prioritize the most important values to both of you, each of you.
Let
you
me just jump in here very quickly
one.
Because there's a little kind of, I think, cognitive distortion or false thought that's going on in your head about all this, because you know you're kind of saying that that you want him to do it and want him to want it too. The thing is, conversion is the job of the Holy Spirit. You can't make him want it, but you can insist.
Oh, I know.
But you can't. Well, you do and you don't. I mean, because you feel like if he doesn't, then it somehow undermines your ability to be consistent with it, and or like you feel guilty because you're forcing this on him. I don't want you to feel guilty about making him live up to the promises that he made to you in your marriage.
I just want to be in my faith and in my marriage, and I want to get myself and him and my children to heaven.
He's going to have to
he
do it first before
that.
He gets it, though. You know, he's going to have the experience of praying together with you and with the family. He's going to have the experience of getting to church. He's going to have to be there in order to catch it.
And that's why you have to sit down and say, okay, these are the values that are important to me. What are the values that are important to you? You list them, and you figure out ways to be generous to each other in living out each other's values. Figure out which ones you're on the same page about, which ones you're not, but you can be generous and celebrate with each other. Right now, you guys are moving day to day, and if there's not too much on the schedule, maybe you'll go, maybe you won't go. You're not even getting a minute to talk about it. And I want you, please, to pick up two books, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, because there's some exercises in there you two really need to do, including the marital mission statement, and also Parenting with Grace, because that's going to talk about...
I have that one. I got to read that one. My mom got it.
Take a look at it with
him. Bought it from me at a conference.
And I want you to show him the family mission statement, because you two, you're saying you're striving with each other on parenting issues and things like that. You need to talk about a plan, and a plan of who you want to become as a family together. Okay. And until you get that communication going about this and get a target to shoot at, it's just going to be what you want, what he wants, and a whole lot of emotionality and exhaustion.
So that's definitely, hopefully that'll clarify some things for you and give you that sense of direction that you're currently lacking and a way to talk about where your relationship is going, which you're not doing right now. But if you find that you get into those conversations and it brings up a whole lot of conflict or a whole lot of resistance from him, then the next step might be seeking some faithful counseling to just be able to get on the same page and get some direction to your lives. And if you want to learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute telephone counseling practice to work with either myself for one of my associates, and just giving you that extra shot in the arm that you need to get things going in the right track, give us a call at 740-266-6461. Again, that the telephone number to reach for the Pastoral Solutions Institute telephone counseling appointment line, 740-266-6461. Of course, you can learn more online as well at exceptionalmarriages.com. The exercise that Lisa was giving you should get you started, but again, if there is some conflict with that and you're not sure where to go, we're always here for technical support. God bless you, Lisa, and thanks for the call. We're taking your calls now, folks, at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. If you have some encouragement for Lisa, perhaps you and your spouse, whether it's your husband or your wife, were not on the same page spiritually and have gotten to that place where you are, or perhaps you're still not on that place spiritually, but you found other ways to make sure that you can be as generous to each other as possible, and you'd like to offer Lisa that encouragement in this difficult situation where she feels unequally yoked with a man who promised to be yoked to her equally initially. Well, we're here for you, 877-573-7825, and if you have some wisdom and experience to share with Lisa, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, if you have some other questions about other issues that are weighing heavily on your heart, troubling your mind, or sapping your strength, whether that's about parenting or marriage or personal struggles with strong feelings of depression or anxiety or whatever it is that's getting in your way, give us a call, 877-573-7825. If you're on the line, hang on. If you haven't called in yet, pick up a phone and give us a shout-out now. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, and we'll be back right after this.
Today's programming on Ave Maria Radio is brought to you by the Hinojosa and Ludica families. On this day of infant Jesus' birth, we want to thank all priests and seminarians for the gift of their lives to the Catholic Church. May your lives reflect Jesus and bring all you minister to closer to Him. May every priest know that he too is a member of the Holy Family, a true son of Mary and Joseph, and a brother, priest of Jesus, the great high priest. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you abundantly.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
It's the time anticipated by children the world over. It's time to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. For our program this week, we hear a talk Father Ricardo gave at a children's pageant a few years ago. It's the Kingship of Jesus. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Wouldn't you like your business to be recognized among Catholics in the community as a business of integrity, trust, and moral character? The Catholic Business Pages offers you that opportunity. The Catholic Business Pages, business professionals held to a higher standard. Is your business qualified? Sign up now and get 3 months free. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Catholic Business Pages link. Get connected.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
You're listening to the best of heart, mind, and strength.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, and we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. We were talking with Lisa in the last segment from Texas, who's got a situation with her husband where they're just having some faith issues and other just problems with regard to parenting and just a lot of different ways of seeing the world and seeing family life. Got a lot of folks who've called in to offer encouragement to Lisa. We're going to get to you in a second, so hang on, please. But let's first go to Mike in Dallas, Texas, who's got a question for us about, well, some faith differences in his own marriage. Mike, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Thanks. I called you guys about 3 years ago. As a Protestant, when I was trying to discern whether or not to send my kids to Catholic school.
I remember you.
Yes, okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you if I remember, you like ended up at the parish that you were baptized in and you didn't know
and
it
you
at
didn't
first.
Know it?
Was that you?
Is that you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, there you go.
I loved your story. Okay, so where are you at now, Mike?
Well, it's been a huge blessing, but it's also been a struggle in a lot of ways, and I mean I could talk about it forever. I'll try to encapsulate it for the show purpose. We came in, neither of us have any family here in Dallas, and neither, or in Texas for that matter, neither of us have any family that are practicing Catholics, and so I went from atheist to kind of theist to Protestant, and then had this whole experience of becoming Catholic. And to some extent, it was like an uprooting, because we lost a lot of the fellowship and connections that we'd had in the Protestant church that we were active in, and although we'd kept some of those, but still not the same, and haven't really established that kind of family in the parish where we are. And on top of that, we've just got, we've got three little kids. My wife's at home with the kids. With no real help other than, I hire a cleaning lady and some girls in the neighborhood during the summer to come help her out. But just the stresses of, going through that and the feeling, I guess we're feeling anxious and sometimes isolated. And then on top of that, there's the difficulties of trying to implement the church's teachings and how those interplay with those stresses in life, and particularly the whole idea of openness to life. And we kind of have gone back and forth on the idea, and she's NFP, and she's got the tepid would be the best word I could use. She's not rejected it nor accepted it. It's just been a kind of a...
Okay.
And let me ask you a question, Mike. How much do each of you know about natural family planning?
Have you taken any courses?
Is this a course that you've taken? Is this something you've just read about? Is it something you've just heard about? Where are you in terms of your knowledge?
I've basically read a little bit about it, and I probably have done too much of the you know, reading, trying to read theology of the body and not enough of the practical. How does it work?
Okay.
But I have talked to several folks, including one of the good Cistercian monks over here, and gotten some advice on people to talk to, but she's just not... She's not interested in talking to anybody about
it. All right, well, let me give you a couple of resources on that point. Okay, so, I mean, I think that you're right. I think you need some more practical information, and you both need, you know, more resources to be able to figure out where to go next with this.
And here's the thing. You're saying to me that she's not interested. She's not interested because she's scared to death.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly
blame her. She's home with three little kids already. She has absolutely zero support system, and she's terrified.
She's had three C-sections, too, and the thing she keeps bringing up, and the reason I'm calling you today, is we had another one of these little moments of tension where my folks visited for the weekend, and, of course, we've got, you know, two of the three kids are sick, and you know, the stresses, and she said, I'm done. I don't want any more kids.
Well, we don't listen to things when we're hormonal, exhausted, or there are in-laws visiting, okay? We just go, oh, honey, I love you so much, and then we sideline that for a conversation when everybody's gotten sane again.
So here's what you
want to
do.
I'm probably taking it too personally.
Yeah, I think so. Don't you know, what she's saying is she's tired, and she's a little scared and a little frustrated, and she doesn't know what to do. So, you know, I mean, you know, you don't patronize that. Of course, you're sympathetic to her, but you don't want to take that too personally. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go online to ccli.org. That's Couple-to-Couple League International.org, ccli.org. And I want you to find out about whether there are teaching couples or classes in your area for the natural family planning, or at least sign up for the home study program where you can learn more together about
it. Or the online program.
You know, the online program that they have now, also really great resource. The thing is, when you pitch this to your wife, don't even say to her, you know, we're doing this, you know, no matter what. What you want to do is you just want to say, look, let's know what we're trying to decide about. You know, let's get the information, right? I'm not asking you to make a commitment right now. I'm just asking you to make a promise to learn more with me about this. And you go through the process where you learn it, and you start, you know, maybe taking temperatures and, you know, charting and seeing, hey, look, this stuff really does work the way they say it will. And you start getting a little bit more confidence about it, and seeing that, you know, natural family planning isn't just, you know, sort of Catholic roulette or something, you know, where you're taking chances or something. And it really does give you the power that you need to discern with God what His plan for your family is.
And with each
really
other. And as former Protestants, you guys know how to pray together, right?
So you're praying together.
And
as
you know
a
couple. How to do this. This is something that's really going to resonate with the prayer system that you came from and the prayer system you've gone into now.
Well,
and she'll
understand.
And that's,
understand. I think, part of the problem is with the stress and the, you know, and the tiredness that we've gotten away from some of the things that we used to do that were beneficial to us.
Yeah, and it's,
to
you're going to need to try to get
really
back
important.
To it.
The other thing is we're going to send you our book, Holy Sex, A Catholic Guide to Mind-Blowing, Toe-Curling, Infallible Loving, because we talk about natural family planning and planning family size extensively in that book, and I think it'll be a fun read for both you and your wife. We're going to just send it to you, though. Hang on the line.
It's going to be a gift because you've been with us for 3 years. We've watched this happen. We've seen God work the miracles in your life, and I just know He's going to work a powerful miracle in this situation as well. So stay on the line. Don't hang up. You'll be tempted to when we say goodbye. Give Andrew your address. He'll give it to me, and we'll send you out a free copy of Holy Sex.
But I think that you'll be really pleased with what you discover in there, and it'll be a lot of fun for you and your wife to go through it together. There's a lot of exercises. You know, what it does, basically, the reason we wrote it was because we would have a lot of folks come back from weekends where they were learning about the theology of the body. Maybe they went to a talk by Christopher West or something, and they're all charged up and all excited about, you know, wow, this whole theology of the body thing, that sounds really awesome. And then they get home, and they sort of stare at each other across the mattress and say, now what? And so Holy Sex is really a book that answers that now what question. What does it mean to live out the theology of the body in your marriage and in these, particularly the sexual relationship between you and your spouse? And especially answers all these difficult questions about NFP and planning family size and a lot of other issues related to sexual conflict and those sorts of things. I think that you'll really enjoy it. And we're going to just send you a copy to get you started on the right path.
And here, Mike, we really get where she's at in terms of her fear, in terms of being anxious about the whole thing, and the idea that you kind of gotten away from your prayer life and your support systems. If you need help getting that back on track, please give us a call at Pastoral Solutions. We can set you guys to rights pretty quickly and help you take a big, deep breath and get your marriage back on track.
But God bless you, Mike, and thanks so much for the call. Stay on the line. Give Andrew your address, and we'll send that book out to you right away. We're taking your calls, folks, at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, and we're continuing to talk with you right after this.
During this recession, many investors are afraid to invest in stocks or bonds. It may actually be a good time to invest, since prices are now low. At Ave Maria Mutual Funds, we believe our professional investment experts have positioned the portfolios to take advantage of the economic and market recovery we expect over the next few years. Now may be an opportune time to examine your portfolio and see if the Ave Maria Mutual Funds could help you achieve your goals. To learn more about the pro-life and pro-family Ave Maria Mutual Funds, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA to receive a free investor kit, or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
The Ave Maria CD library continues to grow. As we begin our new season, we look forward to a number of delayed conference broadcasts on our new Sunday afternoon program, Your Catholic Conference Collection. We start by going back to Authentic Catholic Femininity from last spring. This two-CD set with Teresa Tomeo, Genevieve Kinnicky, Bishop Daniel Flores, and Father John Ricardo was $19. Tom Lowe and I broadcast the installation mass of the new ordinary of the Diocese of Saginaw, Bishop Joseph Stone. That two-CD set is also $19. All editions of Christ in the Afternoon, Catholic Connection, Christ is the Answer, Putting on the Mind of Christ, The Doctor is In, and Heart, Mind, and Strength are also available. All single talks and programs are on high-quality CDs and are $9.50 each. To place your order for one of these titles or to inquire about a talk topic of interest to you, call 734-930-4506. 734-930-4506 or write orders at AveMariaRadio.net.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength, and I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, the toll-free number, 877-573-7825. A little earlier, we had a call from Lisa in Texas, who was going through a tough time with her husband of 4 years. They had three kids and just a lot of difficulties around the faith. You know, he won't go to church with her. There's a lot of resistance to praying in the home. And we put out a call to folks who might like to encourage her and support her in the situation. We want to hear from Mary in Grapevine, Texas, who has some encouragement for Lisa. Mary, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Hey, thank you for having me on. I really do enjoy your show.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I did want to offer encouragement. I am married for, it'll be 9 years actually next week, to a man who, I wouldn't really call him an agnostic. He was just never taught. God was not mentioned very often in his home, that he never went to church. And so he was, I'd like to think of him as very much an infant of God. And I'm doing my best to teach him. When we first met, he was very much against any of the ideas of prayer. And I had fallen away from the church at that time. But after we married, I had gotten back into the church and my faith increased and on. And now we have two children together and we are raising them Catholic. And I know there are times that you can feel very, discouraged by the whole thing because you feel that, you know, these two little souls and your soul is completely up to yourself and that you're not getting any help and support in your home. But I do know this. I keep praying for him every single day and just know, I know that God, you know, has promised never to abandon our loved ones. And I feel that just by setting an example, I get up every Sunday, I dress my kids, I take them to Sunday school, we go to church every Sunday. And I always tell him he is always more than welcome to join us, always. And he has attended with us a couple of times. The other day, it was his idea to say grace at the table. He said, he just say grace. And so, you know, these little baby steps that he is taking, I praise God for him every time he does it. And I do my best to tell him I've noticed, and I think it's wonderful. And, you know, God's time isn't our time. I do know that he will find his faith and that we will grow stronger together in our faith together. I don't know Lisa's specific situation, but I know that discouragement can come. But that just to stay the course and remain faithful, that God will touch his heart. It's because God obviously loves him as, you know, more than we could ever love our spouses.
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And God really does. And often he needs to work through us. And
yes.
When we continually say, well, I want my spouse to do this with me, but I really need his permission to do this, that, and the other, we really need to just open the door to God in that person's life as much as we possibly can.
Mary, let me ask you, you say that you have children, right?
Yes.
And you know, in as far as kind of conveying the faith to your kids, you know, how has that been for you with your husband being where he's at spiritually?
You know, actually, it's been wonderful. My husband has never, especially since we have been married and I've grown closer in the faith, unlike before when we were dating and things, he is now very respectful of my faith.
Mm-hmm.
He never, I don't know, discourages me from teaching the children or anything like that. I bless my children in the evenings with holy water before bed.
Right.
And one day, my son, who is only 3, said, "You forgot to bless Daddy." And
aww.
I took the holy water, and I blessed Daddy. And I remember my husband feeling very awkward. I could tell. But I did it, and I know that it still was very powerful, and it was a powerful message to my children.
Mm-hmm.
But he has never discouraged me not to take the children.
And see, you know, this is the difference. Like, you know, where I mean, this is a good situation, right? Where you've got a husband here where, you know, he's struggling personally with it, but he doesn't take that personal struggle out on the rest of the family. Where, you know, I got the impression with Lisa, and I know with a lot of folks who will call, that's sort of what happens. You don't have somebody who's just personally not sure what to do with religion, but they almost can be offended by it in some way. Then you've got an issue where now this person is undermining your attempts to pass on the faith of the kids, or is antagonistic whenever you try to pray in a household, and that really takes it up to a whole other level. But this is a perfect example of what I talk about, where, you know, it's not so much the religious differences that are the issue, it's the lack of respect and generosity.
Yeah, what we're hearing is that your husband has a deep respect for who you are as a woman, as his wife, and as the mother of his kids.
And it's willing to be generous to you in this, even though he has a hard time with it. This is a perfect example of what we were talking about, where you have, it's frustrating to have these faith differences, but you can give him the time that he needs, and he can give you the respect and generosity that you need to live out your faith with you on your own and with your kids. And it works. Where you have a situation, though, where that lack of respect and generosity exists, then things start to really fall apart, because it's not a faith problem, it's not a religion problem, it's a marital problem, and you don't have that piece of it.
Saying.
And that's where you're in a much better position than a lot of folks in a similar situation. But I'm glad you called to share that, because you're right. You know, being persistent, continuing to be faithful on your own, and really insisting on that respect and generosity in the relationship that stops a religion difference or a faith difference from becoming a huge marital problem are just all key. God bless you, Mary, and I really appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I really think that Mary's witness here really illustrates for our other listeners the difference between a marriage with two people who are in a different faith place but have a deep respect for each other, and one that has that underlying disrespect.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we actually had another listener, Jane, who called in. She couldn't stay on the line. And Jane, if you're out there, I'd love for you to call back, because I really want Lisa and other people to hear what you had to say. But the synopsis that we got on our board was that she wanted to really encourage Lisa to get counseling sooner than later. And I really got the sense that, you know, there was something going on that she could testify to there about the respect issue. And once you've got that in place, then things can really start to move.
God bless you, Mary. Thanks again for the call. We're taking your calls, folks, at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Yeah, that's really what it's all about. You know, I know there are lots of listeners out there who are in marriages where they are unequally yoked spiritually, but sometimes it's a problem and sometimes it's not. You know, and where it becomes a real problem is where there's a larger lack of respect and generosity in the relationship as a whole. You know, I mean, it's frustrating when you can't share your spiritual life with the person that you love the most in the world. That's difficult. It's always painful. But where it becomes almost catastrophically so, or, you know, continuously so, is where you have, you know, that lack of respect and generosity throughout the relationship that causes the antagonism and the hostility, not just about the faith, but about any area where you feel strongly but your spouse does not. And there's this sort of sense of, well, you know, yeah, that's important to you, but why should I have to do that? You know, and whether you're talking about faith or you're talking about a parenting issue or you're talking about how to spend Saturday afternoon, you know, that's where this dynamic is going to come up over and over again. You know, our last caller didn't have to contend with that, but many, many people do. And if you find yourself in that situation, you'd like some faithful, effective counsel, we're here to help you on Heart, Mind, and Strength. 877-573-7825.
Right now, Greg, we're going to Dorothy in Texas.
Hey there, Dorothy. Welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today? Dorothy, are
Hello?
You there? Hey,
there she is.
You were hiding.
We've been married 40 years, and we have four grown children in their 30s and grandchildren.
I can't believe you've been married 40 years. You sound 20 years old. Okay. All right.
Well, it's so just the voice, believe me.
And you've been married 40 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. I would like a book, reference to a book that's geared to someone our age, to bring us closer together in a spiritual and intimate way. We don't communicate very much. My husband is always busy with his retired job, and I'm in the house alone most of the time. And I would like a book that would help us to.
Would he
come
read the book with you,
together.
Dorothy?
Hello?
Yes, would he read the book with you?
He might, yes.
Okay. You know, I mean, I'm going to give you two resources. First of all, I'd actually like you guys to make a marriage encounter weekend. Because even though you might say, well, you know, we're in a certain age now in a certain place in our relationship where, you know, it might not occur to you to take advantage of marriage encounter, that would be a really great opportunity for the two of you to just recommit to, you know, this stage of your lives together and start talking with each other again. The one thing that marriage encounter is really good at is getting couples to start talking and figuring out what God is doing in their lives and where he wants them to go next. And I think that even just taking that marriage encounter weekend and asking each other some of those dialogue questions that they are so good at posing to couples would be a really great starter or a refreshment for your relationship. And I think that would be a good place to start. As far as books go, I'm actually going to encourage you to pick up a copy of our For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage book, because we take a look at the entire breadth of the marital life cycle from the honeymoon stage all the way to the retirement years and talk about the major challenges that couples need to go through and, you know, the developmental issues in that marriage that you have to be addressed in order to get to the place in your marriage where you do have, you know, the sort of happy relationships even in the later years of marriage and in life. And we talk about how to get communication started again and really kind of getting those fires of your passion back up again and really cover all the different aspects of all the different ages and stages of your marital life. And so I think coming at that from a faithful perspective would be a great place to start too. So again, that's For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. It's available on our website at exceptionalmarriages.com. And really, marriage encounter, I think, would be a great blessing for you and your husband. And thank you so much for the call. I congratulate you on sticking it out there for 40 years. God bless you. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm glad you called in with your experience, and I hope that these resources will get you on the right path again.
I'm really impressed that Dorothy's calling. You know, a lot of folks, and I think maybe just maybe her husband's a little bit on this path without her, a lot of folks hit a mile marker in marriage where they think, okay, you know, whether it's 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, even 50 or 60 years. And they think, I've done all the work on this marriage. We've raised the kids. We've got grandkids. I'm just coasting. That's it. No more work. We know each other. We love each other. We're in this, you know, zone together, this pattern. We don't really have any more work to do on this. We've gotten it right for 40 years. Why should we put any more work into it? Because you're still learning, because you're still growing, because you're still trying to become saints, because you still want to be in love with each other, because you still could have another 20, 30 years together. Let's do it with some passion and some joy and some goals to meet together to become the saints God wants us to become and get every moment of joy out of that marriage that we possibly can and be there for each other till death do us part, just like we promised in the beginning.
Are you having struggles in your marriage, and are you getting as much as you need to out of your marriage, family, or personal life? We are here to help you at 877-573-7825, whatever is weighing heavily on
your heart. Dr. Popchick, instead of marriage encounter, wouldn't retrovi be better for us?
Well, it could be. Retrovi is for marriages that are having difficulties, but it's more intensive than marriage encounter, but it certainly is one thing to look into. So either marriage encounter or retrovi would be a blessing. I think that because retrovi is more problem-focused, you know, where you'll be there with a lot of couples who perhaps are experiencing infidelity or other serious marital problems, you might not feel like you're being as attended to as you would with marriage encounter, but you have to kind of make your call on that. Either resource, though, would be a good place to start. Thanks again for the call, Dorothy. God bless. We're taking your calls, 877-573-7825. Stick around, more with your questions, comments, and insights coming up after this.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.
Now on DVD, unlock the mystery of the world's most famous star.
As I came across an article by a PhD astronomer that took the position the star was a real astronomical event. Whether they believe in God or not, they're going to show you this shot.
Compelling scientific theory that the Star of Bethlehem existed from a cynic's point of view.
That's what John saw. Can a star stop? How can a star stop?
From the Passion of the Christ producer Stephen McAveety, the Star of Bethlehem.
Because if we found the star and a reasonable person could conclude that we have, well, then the star was part of the natural order.
BethlehemStar.net to see with your own eyes as the Magi did.
Doesn't it make sense to let Catholics in your community know that your business operates with strong family and moral values? The Catholic Business Pages builds a bridge between your business and faithful consumers, serving the Catholic community with honesty, fairness, and trust. Take a stand and take a step of faith. List your business in a directory that stands for moral values. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Catholic Business Pages link.
Today's programming on Ave Maria Radio is brought to you by the Hinojosa and Ludica families. On this day of infant Jesus' birth, we want to thank all priests and seminarians for the gift of their lives to the Catholic Church. May your lives reflect Jesus and bring all you minister to closer to Him. May every priest know that he too is a member of the Holy Family, a true son of Mary and Joseph, and a brother, priest of Jesus, the great high priest. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you abundantly.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. If you are having some tough times today in your marriage or with your kids or in your own personal life as you strive to live out the faith and all that the faith can bring you, in your everyday circumstances, we are here to help, support, and encourage you along the way. 877-573-7825.
A little earlier, we were talking to Mike in Texas, and he was talking about the fact that he had been Protestant and is now Catholic. His wife had reverted back to the church after years of being in Protestant faith communities with him. They're all feeling a little bit isolated right now, and one of the things that's really becoming a sticking point is the idea of natural family planning in their marriage and how to overcome some of the fear and the hurdles to that idea. In response to that, we've got a call from Mary in Texas who'd like to make a comment.
Mary, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Yes, I want to say, too, I really appreciate all the good family life information you give. You got something for everybody, all different ages.
Oh, thank you.
And I've been just in the last two situations myself. You know, I've been married like 39 years. So I can see, you know, we've had a lot going on in this country in the last 40 years, you know.
Yes, we have.
And we've had so many moves, everybody, you know, all over the country. And each time you do a move, you know, you're picking the family up and it's chaotic getting settled,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But my friend and I, we're trying to bring awareness to the parishes in our diocese of natural family planning, and you just kind of don't know where to start. But in the process, we came across this great flyer. I ended up talking to One More Soul. And
a wonderful organization.
Right. And they gave us this great flyer that the Diocese of Houma-Thibodaux in Louisiana is putting out. And the way they do it is just really great. They put the diocese telephone number on the flyer for them to call the diocese if they have any, they need any more information. But basically, the flyer is just web addresses, and they've broken the natural family planning methods down into ovulation methods and simple thermal methods. And then just general NFP information with One More Soul's contact information and the diocesan development program for the USCCB. But everything's like on this one flyer that people can use with the Internet, which just about everybody is using. Most people are. And then if they do need to contact anybody, there's telephone numbers with just the personal diocese on it, you know.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you called to talk about that, because there are a lot of people who either, A, don't know about NFP or are looking for various methods depending on what their signs and symptoms are and what their comfort levels are, or just need some support and some information. One More Soul is an excellent organization.
So you got that brochure for One More Soul?
What's that again?
You got the brochure from One More Soul?
Well, they sent it to me because we were talking on the phone, and I came to know I had no contact with the lady before, too, through when I lived in New Mexico.
Okay.
From New Mexico, and we were sharing. But I had the telephone number of the diocese in Houma-Thibodaux, or I guess you could go online and just
look
up.
Yeah, I would tell our listeners to go to One More Soul.
Yeah, and I'm going to give them a plug. It's omsoul.com, and you want to get great resources for educating the community about natural family planning and NFP-friendly doctors. That's a really great resource. One More Soul, it's omsoul.com. Mary, thanks for calling up with the resource. God bless you. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number you can call with your questions about those tough marriage, family, or personal struggles. We are here to help.
Greg, we had a caller who wasn't able to stay on the line, but the gist of the call was that she and her husband both were married before, were not practicing any particular faith, and both independently of each other had become sterilized in their previous marriages. They're now married to each other and reverting to the Catholic Church, or converting to the Catholic Church, and are feeling a desire to work within the moral teaching of the Catholic Church, but don't really know what is required of them as a previously sterilized couple on both ends. They say they don't have a lot of money to be able to have surgery to switch that situation around, and they don't really know what's expected of them or how to live out this kind of feeling on their hearts that they want to be living in a more open-to-life kind of way.
Well, we actually addressed this question at much greater length in Holy Sex, A Catholic Guide to Mind-Blowing, Toe-Curling, Infallible Loving, and you can pick that up at exceptionalmarriages.com. But the short version is you're not obliged to do anything to reverse the sterilization as far as the Church is concerned because of the expense and because of there not being any guarantee that, that it will actually work. You're not morally obliged to seek the reversal of the sterilization. Now, You know, some people will choose to do that, and I think that's a very noble and a good thing to try to do if you have the opportunity to. But you're not obliged to do that. We talk about some other ways in the book that couples may, you know, for instance, a couple who, even who has been sterilized, of course, can become pregnant. I mean, if you're both sterilized, that's even more complicated, but it's possible. And it has happened. And, you know, we talked about how couples who have gone through sterilization might sometimes want to take a little bit of time off every month as a sort of a simulated natural family planning thing, just so that they can get that time for prayer, for communication, to make sure they're not just throwing sex at their relationship and that they're actually really benefiting fully from all the times of their marriage. You know, taking some time to reflect on the other aspects of your relationships that you have, that the relationship benefits of NFP, which are really to foster communication and foster the passion and foster that desire for one another, as opposed to just throwing sex at the relationship and just sort of letting it become boring because it's always readily available.
Well, and not only that, but to make sure that you're really taking that time so you're not falling into objectifying each other or just using each other for your own ends.
But again, that's up to you. You're not obliged to do that either. Really, the only thing you're obliged to do is live as faithful a life as possible and confess the sterilization in confession. Once you've done that, you've fulfilled your moral obligations. The things we're throwing out here are really just suggestions for where you could go next to get the most out of your relationship. I would also encourage you and your husband to continue to pray about ways that you could be generous in the service of life, either perhaps through adoption, which is still an option for you, becoming a foster family, or perhaps just being generous to those families in your area and being a support to them. Because because whether they're great or small, all the families that are around you need help. They need to help watching kids. They need help with meals or keeping up the house or just moral support. And you can be a huge blessing to them.
Well, I think that people really lose sight of what generativity means in life. And generativity means really sharing of yourself with others. And when you don't have a house full of kids, that really enables you to do the volunteer work at a young and spry age when you have the energy that a lot of people can't do in your age group. So really pray about how to share of yourself with the people of God.
And that becomes that exercise in spiritual motherhood or fatherhood. Thanks so much for the call. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to contact us again. Again, more information on that topic in Holy Sex, A Catholic Guide to Mind-Blowing, Toe-Curling, and Fallible Loving, which is available on our website at exceptionalmarriages.com, along with many other resources to help you live a more faithful and abundant life. Check it out, exceptionalmarriages.com. We'll be here tomorrow. Until then, get out there and love the Lord
with all your heart, mind, and strength.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Greg and Lisa Popcheck. Heart, Mind, and Strength is produced by Ave Maria Radio and is supported by the generosity of listeners like you. Tune in every weekday at noon, 11 Central, for more faith-filled answers to life's difficult questions on Heart, Mind, and Strength.
So I choose to love with my heart, mind, and strength. With your precious grace, everything I face, I will overcome with my heart, mind, and strength.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Capernaum, Calvary, the Mount of Beatitudes, the Mount of Transfiguration, Bethlehem, and Nazareth. Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection. And those are just a few of the beautiful holy sites and holy cities you'll visit when you join me and author, speaker, and certified guide Steve Ray on our next pilgrimage to the Holy Land, June 3rd through the 13th of 2010. And your trip includes round-trip airfare from New York, three nights hotel along the Sea of Galilee, and five nights in Jerusalem. Plus, daily mass, daily talks and teachings for both Steve and myself, and of course, great food, fellowship, and an awful lot of fun. It's a life-changing and faith-growing experience. So join us, won't you, in the Holy Land next year. Steve Ray and myself, June 3rd through the 13th. Reservations may be obtained at Corporate Travel, 313-565-8888. Or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net at the Holy Land link.
Huron Valley Catholic School has a passion for learning and a passion for Christ. Come and see. Come and see why our Iowa test scores are so high. Come and see why we have so many vocations to the priesthood and to religious life. Come and see our outstanding teachers in small class sizes. Come and see how leaders are formed to meet the challenges of a rapidly changing world. Come and see how we can help your children grow. Financial aid is available. Come and see at Huron Valley.